In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Do you know the Alanis Morissette remix on TikTok?
Those were so many words.
It's so funny. I'm smart, but I'm stupid.
Oh, you said this song? You said this last week. You
were it's so about. Funny.
Yeah.
I'm gay, but I'm straight. Oh. I crop dust in Whole Foods, baby.
Yeah.
What it all comes down to.
You're being very loud. The neighbors are going to come after you.
So everything's going to be fine, fine, fine.
Girl.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
I have a huge issue with people singing in front of me that I know.
Really?
I hate it.
I love
it. Like, I actually hate it. Like, it actually makes me so uncomfortable. Like, definitely don't do that.
It's a free
ride. I hate it actually so much.
Like, we're already
I'm nauseous. I'm actually nauseous. I really actually hate it. Like, I can't even watch, like, live people. Like, you have to be in a stadium.
I just can't.
Don't hit me with the opera sounds either, because I will go. I will go crazy. I will leave.
It figures.
Bad vibes. Bad vibes. Bad vibes. Bad vibes with Talia and Alexis.
I just took my bra off in the studio underneath my shirt.
All I have to say is, like, your outfit right now is giving, though.
What?
Just from the top up, at least.
I am wearing sweatpants, gray. Sweatpants.
Yeah,
that I got at the thrift store.
I can't support those ones.
They're like SFSU or something sweatpants. I got them at Goodwill.
I love Goodwill.
I'm wearing a
like
shirt.
I like the jacket. I mean the shirt, and I like the tank. Like, I feel like you're giving us, you know, this is what the like fashion girlies want to do, but they like prepare for it and they like plan outfits to try to look this like effortless.
Are you saying I look effortless?
Yeah.
Shut up. Really? Thank you so much.
You do look effortless.
People always are like, wow, you like, people do say, oh, I like how Talia just like doesn't care. Like, that's like her whole style.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it as like a style.
I know.
I just actually don't like know how to put together an outfit.
What I'm saying is, like, the girls in the group chat, for example.
Yeah.
This is what they wish they could just roll out of bed and put on.
The girls, but I also wish that I had something that I don't, that the girls in the group chat do have. This is our influencer group chat, by the way.
Yeah.
That's really kind of annoying sometimes. They know how to put together an outfit.
They do. And they know how to search on Poshmark for 20 hours to figure it out.
They pick out quality pieces like on eBay.
They do.
I did get my bat mitzvah dress on eBay.
I love that for you.
Yeah, my mom bid for it.
Period.
Beautiful dress.
She was working hard.
It was
wasn't
real
she?
Gold in it.
Glam.
Oh my God, it was so nice. I wish I still fit into it. All right.
I need to review your bat mitzvah.
My bat mitzvah was interesting. I had it. Have you seen Pam and Tommy?
You already posted it on Instagram. I haven't seen it, but I've heard such good things. Did you see Lily James last night?
She looked gorgeous.
I had no idea that that was the same person. Like, they did amazing with hair and makeup.
No, she looked really good. But anyway, okay, I'll tell the Pam and Tommy story because you know it, but the rest of the world doesn't. My bat mitzvah, if you've seen Pam and Tommy, you know that there's a part, spoiler alert, Tommy proposes to Pam in this nightclub and she's standing on this balcony and he goes up to her. That balcony is exactly the spot where I became a woman and read from the Torah.
You read from the Torah in a nightclub?
I did.
I thought you'd do it at the temple.
I actually, that was one of the controversies of my bat mitzvah.
Ooh.
And we didn't really want to do it in our temple.
From girlhood.
Yeah. Oh, I've always been controversial. We didn't want to do it in our temple. Rabbi was not chill with that. So we didn't have a technical rabbi. We had like my...
Wait, your rabbi didn't want to bat mitzvah you in the temple.
No,
why?
In the nightclub.
Oh, in the nightclub.
And okay. It was like, it had to do with dates. Like, people couldn't come on the date that the rabbi wanted to do it. We ditched the rabbi and we did it ourselves with my bat mitzvah tutor. And I didn't get a Torah. I read out of a binder and printer paper.
A binder.
But it still was meaningful to me.
Good.
And a couple years later, I got to read Torah at summer camp.
Cute.
So I technically was bat mitzvahed.
Love that.
But I was bat mitzvahed technically in the exact same spot where Pam was proposed to.
Wow.
In the Bardot in Hollywood. There's naked paintings of women all over the walls.
Love it.
Yeah, it was a pretty metal place to have my bat mitzvah, I will say. Everybody cites my bat mitzvah as the
first. You only took half the shot?
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, bitch. I'm over here like unwell.
I'm gonna drink my
Truly. I'm slurring my words.
Alexis is drunk, FYI.
At this point.
She's drunk.
At this point.
No, I was gonna say that my bar mitzvah was the first place where everybody like made out and grinded on each other. Like that was the most sexual bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Well, it's because there was ladies on the wall.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was great. I did my first like hotel staycation because I was in it. Like they gifted me a night at this hotel in Tribeca.
Fuck you.
It was actually like, that's been my dream. Like I like the clothes, the makeup, the PR, that's nice. But traveling and like being able to stay in hotels and shit for free, that's it for me. And it was amazing. And it was actually a really nice hotel. And I've never explored like Tribeca where it was. And like Tribeca is really that girl. So then of course I looked up, you know, rent prices, nothing under $5,000. So my dreams were quickly, you know, squashed, but I really enjoyed my time there. Jeff and I, we just ordered food and watched TV. We were behind on all of our TV last week, so we had lots to do. And then on Saturday I went out and then I hosted an Oscars little watching party last
You did?
Week.
Yeah, cute.
I made a little cheese board.
No, you did a charcuterie.
I feel like the girlies weren't like eating it though.
Why? What?
I don't know, like it really bothered me, honestly.
I hate when people don't eat what I bring.
Like I just slaved over this.
Yeah,
for
I get it.
30 plus minutes and you're just gonna like nibble. I also bought champagne and they were like sipping on it. They weren't like drinking Ugh. It. What the fuck?
The Oscars
guys?
Are not fun unless you get like, drunk.
Please, what the hell is
would
going
you
on?
Ever want to attend the Oscars?
Of course I would, only because really? The girls, I just feel like when you become a celebrity, all of a sudden your taste for clothing is gone because the way these girls were failing last night, I could not fucking do it. I want to be a celebrity just so that I can make sure that I retain my taste.
We'll get to it.
But I would definitely attend. I mean, but I feel like it's probably, it was 4 fucking hours long.
I would never want to go to the Oscars. I would never want to go. I don't care if I'm nominated. I would sit it out and say, it sent somebody who really wants to go. I'd send you. And you could go in my place and accept my award for me. I would
great.
Never want to go and sit through that. It's also not a fun ceremony. Emmys is
never
fun.
That.
Tony's would be fantastic. Maybe even the Golden Globes would be kind of fun. The Oscars are boring as fuck. I've thought this since I was little. Also, like, listen, I'm so glad that, you know, you've got the cinematography awards and all the things like the stuff that I don't know, the the mixing, music mixing and stuff. That is so important. I'm so glad that we are giving those people their credit. But like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sit through it.
Like, I didn't care till the last like 30 minutes. That's why you have to watch it with people. But my thing is like, it was really jarring to me how every single person who accepted an award was a white man. Like I was sitting there, I was like, oh shit. Like, this is crazy to
it's
watch.
Still
like,
it's still the same. It's always Oscars are white.
And then I realized like, those are the people who are like you don't know who their names or anything, but like those, their daughters are like in your sorority, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's who they are.
No, those are like the people, those are the people I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like 100%. I'd go to my friends' houses and wonder, why does their dad look sort of familiar? Oh, he was that obscure cinematographer who
exactly.
got up there at the Oscars in 2007.
He filmed Dune.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Like it's like those secretly really
but
talented
how do you even get
people?
Into that industry? That's what I was trying to figure out last night is like, cause I went to Northwestern, big RTVF was the major, like
right.
the film girlies, they were there, but like, do they then go on to like operate cameras? Like I'm confused. Like, I feel like it's just these, like this group and they just like do it and there's like 20 of them and then they all win Oscars.
It's just a very, like you have this interest. I think a lot of these people start in stage management and set design and stuff like that. My dad's in post-production. My dad's a colorist. He fixes the color of movies and TV. He got into it. He was helping build the sets for Mr. Rogers, like out of college or something. So random.
I love Mr.
And he was
Rogers.
Really, me too.
King of cardigans.
We love Mr. Rogers in my family, but he was really just interested in like stage, like being a stage manager, backstage stuff. And that's how they get into it. And then they find one interest, somebody like mentors them and they just like find their little niche. Like it's going to be like mixing the music or doing the colors or doing holding the camera, the lighting, like they find their little specialty. Dang. And it's just like a weird path, but some people are so
path.
Fucking good at it. And that's what they find.
I mean, I love movies. So I'm like very impressed that there's all these people that put it together. But then I was thinking about how acting is so fucking weird. Like I've had one like little set that I was on for like a half a minute video for like a brand.
Yeah.
And that takes 8 hours and And 7 of those hours are just them moving the camera around and getting the lighting right. And so you're doing that for like 3 months straight. You're being like super emotional on camera. Then 2 years later, you actually get to see it cut together. Like, right. I feel like acting is like in practice really fucking weird. And we don't think about that.
No, it's like a really weird thing that your career is just pretending to be other people. Also, there's so much acting that I just don't think is that impressive at all. I think in order to win an Academy Award, I want to see you do an accent. I want to see you change your body.
Oh, they need an accent.
Like Christian Bale always deserves his Academy Awards.
I love that
man. He changes his whole body. I think Joaquin Phoenix does a really good job. Jared Leto, who's a fucked up person in reality, great actor, I think. I don't know what he was like this year in his movies this year.
What did he even do, yeah?
I think he was in something that people didn't like. Whatever. I think that he was really good when he won the award. Was it Dallas Buyers Club? I want to see somebody change their body. I want to see somebody change who they are. Jennifer Lawrence, I don't think has ever deserved an Academy Award that she's won.
Never once.
She plays the same character every time. There's no accent. There's no nothing. I don't know. I just don't. I think she's not a good actress.
If you think about it, she was our age when she won an Oscar. Like, I can't imagine being my age and being like that famous. It's just terrifying.
Well, look
like,
what happens. You become so big that the world starts to hate you. Exactly. It goes full circle. I never really liked her personality, but that's the other thing. Oh, I'm a cool girl. I'm so quirky, but whatever.
I think that that's like regression because I think that that thing that where you freeze at the age that you become famous is super true. Yeah. And I think that's what happened with her and all that was happening with Hunger Games.
But regardless, personality aside, I don't think Jennifer Lawrence has deserved any Oscar that she's ever won. I think she's a good actress. I think in order to win an Oscar or to be nominated for an Oscar, I want to see you transform. Mm-hmm. And to me, the only thing she does is dye her hair. Okay. So anyway, what else?
Anyway, what did you do this weekend?
I went to Serena Kerrigan's birthday parties. Plural.
Why did she have two? How did she even have like survive 4? That?
I had a lot of fun. I mean, I got so fucked up that I walked home. My heel like fucked up. I don't know what happened. I'm so blacked out.
When I saw that video.
I made a video. Do you want to play the audio of it? I really want people to understand what I was like in this moment. Are you ready?
It was very
I think it's important to give context. Let me turn the volume up.
I don't want to hear shit that you have to say about, oh, you're not a New Yorker. I know about living in New York. You don't know about living in New York. You didn't live in New York until you got tetanus from the streets of New York. All you New Yorkers with your holier than thou attitude. Oh, you don't know what it's like to rough it in New York. I'm fucking roughing it, bitch.
I just want you to know that that was disturbing. Disturbing. Because
I found it on my phone the next day. I had no recollection.
Like, I don't believe in taking your shoes off in public ever.
Of course, I don't either. And I was not in my right mind.
And you've agreed with me on that point before. So to see you in that humiliating state, that's how I knew she was unwell. It was hard to watch.
Generally. At least I looked like a fucking porn star.
Period. You really did. You're in your bad bitch era this weekend.
Thank you.
Wow. I was impressed because she showed me this dress, guys. She showed me this dress a few weeks ago. I was like, there's no way. I really didn't believe there was a way that you're going to make that work. And you did.
I posted it on my private story, which is like, I don't even use my private story. I just put like guys that I fucked on it. So they
on
can-
Snapchat?
On my Instagram.
On Instagram. Oh,
there's like 15 people on it.
Love it.
I posted it on there just so that like, you know, I could get some opinions, give a couple people some jerk off material, whatever. Every single person on my private story, every all single 15 responded was like, what the fuck is that? There's no way you're wearing that.
Wild.
The theme of the party was like extra. The whole invitation listed all the things that she wanted you to wear.
And
she was like, riding in on a white horse, slits that cross the line.
She rode it on a white horse?
Yeah. Oh, no. But she wrote this on the invitation.
Oh.
It was like she wanted no natural looks was on the invitation. Leather, latex, jewel tones, dripping diamonds. Like she wanted it a lot. And a lot of people there were dressed. She was dressed like beautifully, but like it was extravagant.
Yeah.
She wanted something like the whole theme was shocking.
Yeah.
She wanted to surprise people.
I think you did that.
I think that's exactly what I did. And I figured, what other opportunity am I going to get to do something shocking? I always have like my tits are big. Like things are always like kind of slutty, whatever. But to like just lean into it, to not have to like hide my tits and just be like, I want to do something jaw dropping. Mm-hmm. That's what I wore. And if you want to see the dress, it's on my Instagram. It was a naked, I was half naked. Like it was.
Well, yeah, because half the dress was half cut the dress out, was gone. So yeah. It makes sense.
It was put together with strings.
It was giving though. I was here for it.
I think it's a crime I didn't get fucked silly in it.
Well, you did by the streets of New York. So.
You're right. But I had a great night and I got some great photos out of it that will lead to me getting fucked silly pretty soon. Night. But no, it was a nice dress, wasn't it?
It was a nice dress.
I felt pretty good in that dress. You know?
Yeah, but old dude was visiting.
Oh, yeah. Some guy. He told me, he requested that he not be included, like referenced in content anymore because he told so many of his friends that he was the person I was referencing. Mm. So now he feels embarrassed. But we'll just, you can like DM me if you want to know who it is.
You had a good date.
A guy from like my past, a guy that I've known for a while, visited. He was staying at a nice hotel here in New York. And I got to spend the night at a hotel a couple nights this week.
I love a hotel.
I love a hotel moment. And he gets free stuff a lot through his job.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to get some free Coachella passes. Period.
We're outside. Go. Wait, the Coachella recap episode is going to be wild. I'm afraid of going to Coachella because too many people are going to be on Molly.
But have you ever done Molly?
No, but everyone around me has. And it was like, it's so easy. So chill.
You know, they're all.
I think Molly is not the drug I'm afraid of them doing.
Molly genuinely. Is a drug that you should do.
It's a drug I absolutely should do. I'm not going to do it at work, but I would like to do it immediately. The one thing. You shouldn't do Molly from New York, though, because it's laced. You have to get it from California.
Yeah, I'm pretty careful about drugs in general.
But it's not Molly that I'm worried about them doing. It's like, I don't fucking know. Them being out of control and me not being able to handle it, period.
They're not going
to
be out of control. Like, Molly doesn't change your perception of reality. It doesn't change your behavior. Well, it just makes you really happy and feel floaty and free. But it's not going to be like alcohol, where they might be a different version of themselves and, like, run away from you or be violent. Or belligerent.
Actually, I'm definitely afraid of the alcohol then. Like, I'm just afraid of everyone being out of their element and me not knowing what to do.
No,
also going to be hot. I don't like being hot and I don't like being outside.
It's not going to be that hot. It's not going to be that hot. It's not. It's going to be fine.
Anything over like 80 degrees, I'm not.
Okay, it's going to be like 80.
And I have to think of outfits. I'm so excited.
You're going to have so much fun. I love Coachella. Just don't. You should do some Molly. Don't do it at night. It's too chaotic at night. You won't like it.
Okay.
Do it in the day when you can see the pretty sunset.
All right. We've established I am not doing Molly, but I would. If I was going to, I would do it in the daytime. That's good to know because, you know, make you like it's going to make you happy. How long does it last?
A couple hours. I'd love to do it at night. I have done it at night many times, but at Coachella, nighttime at Coachella, it's a lot. Like, it's not fun. It's a little scary.
Jeff and his friends. I was thinking about Jeff and his friends because that's what I did on Saturday night. Was went to their Rihanna's baby shower.
The Rihanna baby shower party.
Yeah, Rihanna baby shower. We loved it. They like called me a few weeks ago. They were like, Alexis, would you go to this event if we called it Rihanna's baby shower? I said, absolutely, 100%. But like, there needs to be like a dress code. Like, I just feel like we can make this like a thing. Mm-hmm. You know? They were like, never mind. Shut up. And then they sent me the flyer and I was like, this is an ugly ass flyer. Didn't listen to my feedback at all. Still made it the flyer of the event. Like, I just thought it was, I don't know, not ugly ass, but I just don't feel like it was very good. It could have been better. Could have been more Rihanna. Anyway, I still ended up attending. It was very cute, very well done. But the gays were out. The gays were there having the time of their lives. But they're like trying, but like my boyfriend's friends are like trying to get in on the like New York City party scene. And I think this was a good introduction.
What do you mean get in on the New York City party scene?
Like, they're all DJs. They want to like host events and shit, like fun events and stuff. And like, I guess that's like hard to do here.
Hang out with our friend Isaac Likes.
Oh, they should. I mean, remember, they met us at the party, remember, when we were there? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They absolutely should.
One of your boyfriend's roommates is so hot. Love him.
He's just tall.
He's single?
Yeah, he's single.
He's not just tall. He had beautiful facial structure, gorgeous cheekbones. I loved him. Yeah. I met Alexis's boyfriend's roommate at the Isaac Likes party. Didn't know that you had anything to do with him, but he walked by me and I was like, oh my God, who is that Stunning man.
I'm just praying because now that this man's ego is going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
He was so hot.
So humiliating.
Looked like a model.
He's just
I loved his outfit too. He was so well dressed.
He does dress well. I'm proud of him for that. I'm proud of him for that.
I love when
But he's the one who put this party on.
Ah, yeah, I should have gone.
He's like trying to make fun events for people. I think what I really like about this man is that he is like me in that when you're hosting something, or he always tries to make everyone around him have a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am too. So that's why we get each other.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. I think
he's a natural host.
A natural host.
Okay. So. Well, if anybody needs a DJ.
Yeah, you got them.
Hit him up.
Dial up stuff on Instagram.
Dial up. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Okay, we get it. We got to talk the Oscars, even though it will be a full like 4 days since the Oscars when you hear this. But it's fresh on our minds, and I think our takes are good. So we're going to enjoy it.
I can't wait to talk about this. It's the first time in years I've wanted to talk about the Oscars.
I know. Like, the Oscars was boring.
Who gives a fuck? I would never want to go to the Oscars.
I mean, I don't get that part. I like to go to anything where there's famous people, like...
Really?
Like, anything that's, like, elite with famous, like, Met Gala, Oscars type thing. I don't think I want to go to, like, I don't know, the SAG Awards. Like, gorgeous looks, gorgeous gowns, but, like, I'm good. Like, Oscars is kind of, like, intense.
You know? I would only go to the SAG Awards because Fran Drescher would for sure be there.
But I love that bitch.
I would get my photo with her and I'd bounce. But love her. I do not have any desire to go to anything like that, like a ceremony like that. I just think it would just be so fucking boring. But anyway, before we get into the tea about Will Smith,
Chris Rock, the drama.
We have opinions.
You know we do. But
I do have, I was watching part of the Oscars. I didn't watch the whole thing, obviously. I just talked about my baseline, my fundamental opinions. And I wrote down opinions that I think you guys agree with probably, but are too afraid to say. So I said them.
And then... But first, we're going to start with the outfits.
Okay.
We got to start with the outfits. Shirtless Chalamet. Thoughts?
Listen, I don't really find Chalamet hot, but I'm glad that he did something a little bit different. I really wish... There's a reason that we're going to have to talk about women a lot more here when we're covering the Oscars outfits, because women express themselves through their outfits, whereas men usually just go with a black tux. Mm-hmm. I saw two tuxes... I like when men are adventurous with the tuxes. I wrote down their names. Sebastian Yatra.
Was it the blue one?
Yep. He was the pink one. And Cody Smith McPhee wore pastel, like powder colored pink and blue tuxes. Love. Nice. I just wish I could see more men express themselves. And I like that Timothy. I loved that he wore something unique, sparkly, different. I'm sick of these black tuxes.
Period.
So just know that when we are criticizing the female outfits, we are also just by not mentioning them, criticizing the men because they're giving us nothing.
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 Not one.
What did you think of Tim?
I mean, I also don't get the appeal with him.
I don't either. He looks like a little French girl.
He looks like a baby. He looks like a baby with a jawline.
He's so ugly.
I don't really personally get it. Like, I think, I understand why the girls, like, you know,
you know, he looks like. I shouldn't say he's ugly. He's not ugly, but he's looks not an like ugly man. Natalia Dyer from Stranger Things, who's very beautiful.
I've never seen that. Don't know who that is. But Timothy, I like it. I do think it's interesting to like not wear a shirt to the Oscars, but you could tell everyone at the Oscars like throughout the whole ceremony was like obsessed with him. They would not stop talking about him.
Yeah.
And same with Jacob Elordi. What? Ugh,
what a who random basic like, man.
Like, I feel like his PR company must be going crazy.
Like, he's like the guy of our generation.
Literally, like the girl, he was literally there presenting an Oscar. Were you even in a movie this year? Like,
he's
what?
In Euphoria.
You're just in Euphoria.
I don't know how he jumped from being in the kissing booth to hosting the Oscars.
Literally, like, by that logic, fucking Sydney Sweeney, Barbie Ferreira, all of those girls should be presenting Oscars because they're much more interesting. Like, I don't get it. He just dates around and now he's presenting at the Oscars.
Well, that's kind of how you get your reputation to be taken more seriously, as you date serious models, people who are A-listers, whatever.
Like Olivia Jade.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here are some of my opinions.
I hope you all know that was sarcasm. I do not support Olivia Jade in the slightest.
Good. Okay, so I wrote down, these are just like thoughts that I wrote down. I didn't edit them. Pretty much everyone looks really bad. Only a few dresses I like, but none that I love, except maybe Jessica Chastain.
I think Jessica Chastain looks cute. I think the ponytail was not what I would have wanted, but I loved that mermaid dress.
Like gold shimmer, purple.
I have to say something about my girl Zendaya really quick.
I wrote down something about Zendaya. Want to say it at the same time?
I could have ordered it at Revolve.
Thank you. I said Zendaya could have done better, but it's fine. We hold her to a very high standard.
When she gets to the nomination, I know she's going to pull up in a fit. So she didn't need to go this, you know, this hard this time.
She's given us a lot.
She has. We'll let her go.
Yeah.
We'll let her
go. It's just of all the fits that we've gotten from Zendaya this year, I think that the Oscar should have been like one of her best ones.
Yeah.
And instead it was like one of her most disappointing ones. However, given us so much that it's like, it's okay. It's Zendaya can take a rest. You know what I mean?
Like if you were consistently giving us bad looks, like Kristen Stewart.
Okay. What do you think my next thing was? Yeah,
please go.
I don't think
it's her fault. It's not her fault, though. It's her Chanel contract. Yeah,
the Chanel contract. I don't care. She should have said something. Her style should have said something. Her PR should have said something. You are nominated for Best Actress alongside Olivia fucking Colman. Have some respect. Put on a pair of pants. Do something, okay? No, I'm sorry. Agree. If a guy showed up wearing shorts and a suit jacket, I would say also disrespectful. It's the fucking Oscars. You're nominated. I'm not nominated for shit. If I were invited as a plus one to the Oscars to sit in the back, you wouldn't catch me wearing fucking shorts. Not even a gown. If she wants to wear a suit, wear a suit. Don't wear shorts.
When you're nominated for Best Actress, you could at any time be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be pulling up in mediocre looks, because for the rest of history, people will reference that look. Though, because like think of like when Halle Berry, the only black woman to ever win Best Actress, mm-hmm. by the way, won in 2002.
It's been since 2002.
Yeah, only black woman ever, and she's literally 20 years later, we haven't won. That will be referenced for the rest of time. So you have to think about that. And Chanel needs to think about that. And Chanel needs to let her out of the shackles of this humiliating contract where she just looks bad on the red carpet. I also don't like her as an actress personally, so I don't really care.
I think she's a lovely person.
I'm sure she is.
But I do think she's a lovely actress. I think she's very talented. I think she deserves a nomination. Good for her. I'm glad her career is advancing.
Love it.
That being said, you don't show up wearing shorts to the Oscars. It was disrespectful. I really think that it was like fucked up. I really didn't like it. Okay, next. There were like three different... Why did I write this? There were like three decent movies this year. Not a single one was good enough for the Oscars. Stop. I think the standard of movie making has dropped. Licorice Pizza is the worst movie in history.
I've never seen it.
This is not an opinion. That is a fact.
I've never seen it, but when I saw the I was in the movies recently and they were playing the trailer for this. Why was the trailer like 4 minutes long? First of all, second, gave the whole plot away. Second of all,
what plot?
What? Like white people falling in love in like the 70s?
They weren't even falling in love.
Is that what happened? Like, I don't know, but it was like,
nothing happened.
I was just watching like, I'm so bored. Like, what is happening here?
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Who was that? What was the boy in it?
Great fucking question. Alana Haim.
Oh, from the singers?
From Haim. Love that band. Great, great singer. I think she was a good actress too, but a terrible fucking movie. Terrible movie.
Interesting.
And okay, so my manager is obsessed with this movie. Like, he is very upset that I don't feel the same way about this movie. Mm-hmm. I ask him, okay, what did you like about Licorice Pizza? Tell me, defend it right now. He goes, well, it's Paul Thomas Anderson. I go, and? He's like, I love Paul Thomas Anderson.
Okay.
You can't just defend a movie based on the fact, what if, okay, I love Larry David. I'll follow Larry David into hell, okay? I thought the last season of Curb, besides two episodes, fucking sucked. It was trash.
Tough times.
I'm not going to say Curb was good and stand by that season because I love Larry. No, I have to be a critical thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you like this director does not mean that this movie was good. Licorice Pizza fucking sucked.
Okay.
Tell me one thing that was good about it. You can't.
Even the name, humiliating.
Awful.
This, now I have awful. To see Coda though.
Oh yeah, me too.
I had not heard of that movie till last night.
Cute speech. That
genuinely
that
had it. Oh yeah, I cried.
100%. Beautiful speech.
I cried everything though. But so
what do you think about West Side Story?
Fuck sexual abusers, including Ansel Elgort. Fuck Steven Spielberg for not listening.
Wait, but they already filmed the movie after that.
Oh, they had?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he cast him afterwards.
No. I don't think so. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but I'm pretty sure I'm not.
At the end of the day, I was very disappointed to see Ansel Elgort. So I don't know. I just have this issue. I don't know. I feel it's very close to home for me. I hate how sexual abusers just get to like walk free every single
was
day.
Was he at the Oscars?
Especially if you're a white man. No, I don't think so.
I think this is probably like his last
but
movie
anyway,
for a
that
while.
Girl, like, I don't care about, I think West Side Story is probably good. Like, probably is. Steven Spielberg, he does that thing, whatever. Good for him. He makes those movies. But I, and I'm sure the songs were good. I'm sure it was good, but I wouldn't pay money to go see it yet. You know, like if it's on next week, on HBO, if I'm in the mood, I'll watch it. I don't care though. I'm not a Latina girl either, so it wasn't hitting close to home for me either.
Well, here's what I said. I wrote this in my notes. A remake shouldn't be allowed to be nominated for an Oscar. I don't care how good Steven Spielberg or West Side Story is. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure Steven did a great job. Spielberg, come on. I'm sure it's beautiful. I think Rachel Zegler is very talented, even though she's super annoying on social media. I think that Ansel sucks as a person, but probably did a good job too.
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure the costumes and music were great. It's still not an original fucking idea. Come up with your own movie and then you can win an Oscar. Okay. I love the original West Side Story. Yes, it's problematic. Yes, they painted Rina Moreno's face brown. Okay. Whatever.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Yes, it's flawed.
But what about A Star Is Born?
I agree.
You agree. You still. You, I don't. Like, you're think applying it to all.
Something should not be nominated for an Oscar if like he didn't fucking
picture,
write it. Yeah,
but like actresses, like the girl who won, is that fine?
Yes, that's fine because it's still acting.
Okay,
but the movie itself, you can't win Best Picture if you're not the original movie. Sorry, it's not a new movie.
Interesting.
Give
interesting
it to
point.
Someone's original idea. It's. I was mad about Bo Burnham losing the Emmy for. Something feature, I don't know what the fuck the category was, lost an Emmy to the recorded Hamilton performance.
Oh my God.
It's not an original thing that happened this year, and Hamilton has gotten enough accolades.
The chokehold that Hamilton has on you bitches, it's humiliating. Let it go. Let it go.
Hamilton's like, great, but like, whatever. It's not new anymore.
Let it go.
No.
I can't so with stupid. That fucking show. It drives me insane. I've never seen it, and I don't care. I don't want the girls to be like, you never seen it, and you're talking shit. No. I've seen enough.
I've seen
Lin-Manuel
it.
Miranda.
And she's right.
I've seen enough of him. Wait, the fact that all the Encanto producers were white people really threw me for a loop.
Okay, but isn't it like a thing? Is Encanto
it's a
Pixar?
Thing. Yeah, it's Pixar.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because Pixar, yeah, Pixar.
Doesn't
that's what
Pixar
they do.
Like steal 100%. Cultural
100%,
stories?
100%.
And not pay these people?
I'm sure they do. That's what all of
it's
America
a shame.
Is.
It's
but
a real shame.
Like, yeah, it's crazy. I was sitting there, I was like, I'm not shocked. I'm just like laughing at this. Like, how y'all gonna do this whole thing? Like, thanks to the people of Colombia. Shut the fuck up. That was embarrassing.
That's so fucked up.
That's so fucked up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wait, but can we get back to what the people are here for?
Oh, the tea, the drama.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Out of your fucking mouth.
Your fucking mouth. Please. Want to talk about it?
I have a series of tweets I would like to add to this discourse. And I would first like to say the tweet that resonated with me most was, I don't want to hear what white people have to say about this at all.
I saw you retweet that and quickly was like, this isn't my episode. Like,
oh, let me talk less.
No, let's hear it.
But wait, the one thing I want to address before we go there is when Beyonce lost the Oscar for Best Original Song.
And what did she write song for?
She wrote Be Alive from King Richard, which is, by the way, if you listen to that song, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Every time I listen to that song, like, chills. And so when Zoe Kravitz is the one who announced it, and she giggled a little bit, I was like, oh, it's Beyonce, for sure. But it was Billie Eilish.
Really?
So I realized she's not there.
What was Billie's song for?
The one for James Bond.
It's always the James Bond
people. Like,
James Bond always wins the song.
Don't they like write that song for you and you just sing it? Yeah. Like, I don't believe she actually wrote that. It's always like this.
What does James Bond need a song for?
Like, please, that movie wasn't even good. 007, the newest one, No Time to Die. Like, I love an action movie, personally. I don't feel like it had enough action in that movie. First of all, second of all, the plot was just not giving. Like, I did not enjoy it.
I don't like to watch things that have been, like, the same concept remade many times. I would never watch a Fast and Furious movie. I would never watch a Marvel movie.
I've never
seen
that. I like Marvel, though.
I think it is so shameful that instead of just making a new fucking superhero, we have to get four different universes of Spider-Man.
But you know why they do it? Jeff recently explained to me.
What? For money. They know what works.
Exactly. But the reason they're doing it the most right now is because in the pandemic, people don't want to go to the movies. They don't want to do anything. So they're making so many remakes right now. Like, they're making White Boys Can't Jump again. Like, right. Please. Nobody asked for Jack Harlow to be an actor. And like, they keep remaking shit because that's the only way to get people in theaters these days. Like, everyone is used to just binging
whatever.
A show.
I understand. I just think we've lost all integrity when it comes to
like, I would like some
movies.
Fresh shit. I would.
I just think about what they did with Spider-Man. This fucking guy forced me to go see Spider-Man for a date. Oh,
wait,
God,
I didn't
so
know.
Awful.
I didn't know what happened in Spider-Man. So in the moment when they played like all three of the Spider-Mans at once last night, I was like, what? So now I have to watch it.
I don't know what the fuck is going. First of all, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a single flying fuck about any superhero. Okay. But I don't give a fuck. Don't DM me. Watch WandaVision. Shut up. I don't
care. That. WandaVision's boring.
What? I don't give a fuck about that universe. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I understand people like it, whatever. I think it's great that we have one or two Spider-Mans. I was forced to sit through the most recent Spider-Man movie where they brought in three different Spider-Mans and they all have the same name, girlfriend. They all have the same whatever. They're all Peter Parker. I'm like, wait, wait, wait. What the fuck is going on? This guy explains it to me. They made different Spider-Mans, different universes.
I couldn't.
This is how far they're willing to go for
our
money.
They made a whole different universe. They quantum leaped for this shit.
Three different MJs are the girlfriends.
I know, and
just
one's black.
Write a new movie, okay?
Please.
It's so criminal. It is so insulting to the audience. New story, please. I don't give a fuck about any superhero, but I'd love to see somebody write a new one. Preferably a girl. Something different. Okay, it's always the same. And every single movie, how do people pay for this shit? You go to the movie, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if the superhero will defeat the villain and everything will be fine. And then there's going to be another threat to humanity. And then someone's going to come and defeat him again. Who the fuck cares? I'm so sick of this shit. I don't give a fuck. It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
Tell me about Will Smith. God.
I agree that it's stupid, but let's talk about some more shit than stupid, which is this little beef that was happening on the stage.
Okay.
Anyway, I just want to let you know the entertainment that I got from Black Twitter last night, undefeated. When this man got up on stage, first of all, me and my friends, we were just chatting because the Oscars is fucking boring. And we were just chatting. We like missed it. I was like, why is the TV glitching? Then my friend's aunt calls her immediately. She's like, what just happened? What just happened? We're like, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And it's the way that her aunt was like, had to call her in that moment, like to figure it out for me instead of like looking it up online. But she, so then we rewind, then we find like the actual tape. We went through the whole, you know, situation. Will Smith, for those who didn't watch, which I'm sorry, I don't know what planet you're living on.
Everyone saw it.
But punched yeah. this, punched Chris Rock for making a joke about his wife's alopecia, which led her to be
not
have a
what
bald
he
head.
Joked about.
According to you know, that's what the, apparently the situation was, and all of us were shocked. I was like in shock because, as a black person, y'all can't be fighting in front of white people like that. Like we can't. Like please. And so I think a lot of people are really shocked because people have made Will Smith to be the most like palatable black man on earth. It's like he's like loved by everyone, but then he did something that was violent and people are like, this is so horrific. Like this, like they make their, they're making like kind of like racist comments about it in a way where it's like, oh, even the most palatable of them isn't safe. And so it was just very frustrating because it's like, damn, like now this is going to represent badly on all of us. All the tweets were like, they're going to take back their invites to the four black people who were actually invited this year. And I was like, that's correct. Humiliating. But I just thought it was absurd. I didn't believe it was real at first. And then I saw it was. But I also just want to know what the backstory is. Because remember when we saw Solange beating Jay-Z up mm-hmm. in 2014? There was backstory there. And like,
did we ever get it though?
Have you ever heard of Lemonade?
Okay, so you think it was because he cheated or 100% was an isolated incident?
I think that it was because he cheated. I think that Becky with the good hair was at the Met Gala that night. We don't know who she is, mm-hmm. but I think she was at the Met Gala that night and Solange got mad for some reason at that situation. Well, that's complete speculation. I'm sure, honestly, you need to get into Reddit. I'm sure the Reddit girls have like a theory that's like right. more, you know, correct. But
right.
then the picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce like reacting to the situation was so funny and someone quoted it and was like, Jay looks triggered. He's definitely taking the stairs tonight.
I saw a zillion tweets about Beyonce's about to get in her car and leave.
Absolutely, because what the fuck? She does Beyonce's not come
never
outside.
Leaving her house again.
She does not come outside ever. They paid her probably like $10 billion to sit at the Oscars in a beautiful dress after she did not like go on stage for that performance. I was sick. I was so mad at her. But then she drove from Compton. She showed up for the second half and now she's like, God damn. Because she's had to live through Kanye West fighting on stage, Lil Mama jumping on stage. She's tired of this shit, and as she should be. And then they, like, snubbed her, too. Hate to see it.
Yeah.
So
preach.
I feel like everyone is upset at Will Smith, but, like, I feel like there's, I don't know. Y'all forget that people do be hitting each other. And, like, you do forget. I don't get it, but I'll ask for your.
Do you feel that he was right?
Like, I feel like if there is a valid, like, if there's backstory we don't know, yeah. Because at, like, sometimes when you, okay, we're, like, by saying that he was wrong, we're saying that, like, what Chris Rock has done collectively is not that bad, right? Like, we don't know what Chris Rock might have done to this family. We don't know, like, what kind of pain that might have been caused throughout mm-hmm. anything at all. And, like, if there was more to the story, then 100%, like, you know what? Do whatever. You can hit this man. I don't think you should have hit him in the whitest institution in America. Like, I don't think you should have done that mm-hmm. while you were nominated for Best Actor. Like, I don't think that you should have done it in that situation. But, like, once again, black people, like, are held to, like, such a higher standard. You know, like, if Jake Gyllenhaal right. did that, we'd be like, LOL.
Oh, my God.
Love
oh,
it. Crazy. Like, you know? So I don't really know. I don't think that, like, he should have hit him in that. I feel like, though, like, hitting people, we forget. People do that a lot.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And there's another factor to consider here, which is that he did laugh at the joke before he saw Jada's face.
Interesting.
Which is very important. I think that it's a tough situation, especially for me to comment on because there is so much race stuff involved. Mm-hmm. Just as between men and women, the way that he reacted says so much about men in general.
Yeah.
And I think that, first of all, the first thing I noticed when Chris said this joke was that Will was laughing. Looked over at Jada, saw that she was visibly upset, mm-hmm. and then immediately changed his tone. Men lack this immediate empathy. He did not empathize with his wife immediately. Mm-hmm. He chose the side of the guy's joke. Whether you agree with the joke or not, I personally, mm-hmm. maybe it's controversial, Chris Rock is a comedian. And I think that even if it's a joke about alopecia, even if she had cancer and was bald, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, people roast people at the Oscars. Maybe it's a thing that Jada wants to change the conversation around alopecia. She releases a statement later and says,
and we do it on let's the red not do table.
This. We do it on the red table. She uses that as a talking point. I think that it was not punch worthy. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not an okay. It, like that joke was not so not okay.
And that's that it deserved why I think,
anything at the Oscars.
And that's why, and Will Smith has been in this game forever. Like forever. I feel like he would not have reacted like that if there was not something more. Because like,
really?
Like because I don't think the joke was so, like,
It wasn't that bad.
I think that he was upset. I think that their relationship has been dragged to hell and back. Yeah. Rightfully so, because they won't shut the
they
fuck
won't
up,
shut
about,
up
it.
About it.
Like, nobody cares. Like, you guys are in an open relationship. That's your life. Like, whatever. I had an entanglement with August. Like, we get it. At the same time, like, I feel like he wanted to prove his masculinity in that moment mm-hmm. because of the deep-rooted judgment that has come with their relationship.
Right.
And it was not necessarily the joke, because now that you're saying that he laughed at it, I like, can't even.
This wasn't about Jada. And yeah. you can tell. He wasn't defending Jada. He was defending himself.
Men are so
against
annoying.
Another, like another male star. And I don't ever want to hear after this instance, I know I will hear it many times again in my mm-hmm. life, but men are so women are so reactive. Women are so emotional. Women can't take a joke, regardless of if you thought the joke was fair or not. That is a different discussion to be had. Jada sat there. She had a look on her face like she was probably going to talk about it at a different time when mm-hmm. it was more appropriate and handle it like an adult. And there is no way that Jada went home to Will that night and was happy with his actions. I don't think so. I really think that that would have embarrassed any wife mm-hmm. for their husband to act so erratic and so emotional. Mm-hmm. He has the right to be upset about the joke. He has the right to confront Chris. I don't like the idea that he had to get up on stage and defend her in that moment when he laughed at the joke beforehand. I just don't think that's fair.
I haven't thought too much about that. I didn't see that. But I do
But I understand how a lot of the white reaction to it on Twitter and on social media is so loaded.
It's loaded.
And they're using it as a way to let their racist rhetoric show yeah. through. And that's not cool.
One last thing I'll say is that I've seen a lot of people say, like, defending black women, like, should be a thing. Mm-hmm. And I 100% agree, because there's so many moments where black women just get like attacked about things and we just like let it go. But I think they're also using that as an excuse to be like, y'all need a Will in your life. Like, okay, mm-hmm. like I love a man who will defend me, but I also don't want my man to ever be in a situation where he has to punch somebody else because they're like dragging me. So I feel bad for Jada, because I don't know what I would feel if I were in her situation other than just like sad, because you don't have to have a man who's always like fighting with people. No, but like you do want to have a supportive like community. So I just don't know what I would say if I were her. At the end of the day, just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, let him, like, cancel himself, which is what he's doing.
Well, wait, but how did you feel about the one thing that really upset me the most out of anything? The yeah. only thing that I really, like, had a visceral, terrible reaction to mm-hmm. was when he spoke in his acceptance speech and said, love will make you do crazy things.
That ties into what I was just saying, where the girls are like, you need a man to defend you like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like when love ties into violence either. Like, I do think that, like, if you're confronted with a violent situation, a man should probably, or anyone should respond with like whatever you need to defend yourself in that moment. I don't think that like initiating violence for the sake of like showing your love to someone is ever what really shows the love.
That's the because excuse at the root exactly. of so much domestic violence
so
is
much.
Love made me do it.
Exactly.
I got crazy for love.
And I don't believe in that whatsoever. What I do have an issue with that like people are saying that, the reason I have an issue with so many people saying that is that they're trying to justify doing this, not just doing this, but doing it in this setting. And I don't think that, like, I think that in general, in this setting, it was not the moment to do it. Like, whether you're white, black, or anything, that was some VMAs shit.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that shit publicly, sure, but not at the Oscars. Like, please. And that's elitist to say. I'll agree. Like, it's elitist.
The Oscars
whatever.
Is the an Oscars elitist is institution. Elitist. So,
like,
whatever.
Let's move on. Anyway. Yeah, I think that it was just sad all around, but it made for some great entertainment. And one of my favorite tweets was, this made me realize that I do, in fact, love mess. And I felt that. I resonated. But if you are ever in a situation where someone's like, yeah, I just loved you so much, I had to like stand up for you. It could be sexy for a minute, but like that's not, you know, like having a man that can actually deal with conflict instead of punching people out. Maybe you should look for that.
A real man can like defend you with his words, mm-hmm. you know?
Hey, y'all are all rich. So why right. don't you sue each other or something like rich people do? Like, just
have your publicist please. Draft a statement and mm-hmm. say, hey, Chris Rock, let me defend my wife. This was not cool.
Like, why don't you plant some like drama or something? Like, do something Chris Jenner would do. Like,
right. Let's not fight. Smart. Be strategic.
Wait, I cannot just say, like, I don't want to compare them to a white woman, but I just like, mean it's absurd. Yeah.
To punch somebody to deal with it, it's just like men, the way they think is like, ugh, they're so impulsive.
Men in general, stop.
I don't know. It's just disappointing. Okay. It would embarrass me if my husband did that. Anyway.
Okay, my final favorite tweet is, quote, violence is never the answer. Baby, your granddaddy is an active member of the KKK. Start your activism at home. That's how I feel. That's how I felt about all the white people making comments.
All right. Fair.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, guys, we have a voicemail from a listener whose friend is in a dry spell. Okay, let's listen.
Hi, guys. So I'm just out to dinner right now with 5 friends. We are just talking about one of our friends has been in a relationship for 7 months. Before the relationship has had sex before. But within the 7 months of being with this guy, the only thing she's done is a dry hand job. Then he came and he finished and enjoyed it. But we are all just like, this is not normal. Like, you need pleasure. Like, she says, I'm a little drunk on these martinis, but she says she wants to fuck, but it never happens. And she said there's never time. It's just, honestly, we are all like, this is not normal. Like, you need pleasure, not only for yourself, but your man. And she has a free house every Friday. I just found out. And it still doesn't happen. Please, please, please let me know. We are really concerned about our friend. I came to you because I just started listening to you guys, and you guys are amazing and always have the best answers. So, love you guys.
Wait. What? I can't get over the dryness.
She came from a dry hand job?
I can't get over the dryness.
Whoa. Girl must know what she's doing. She does the twisty the moving, technique. The moving. Yeah, you got to do the twist.
She said there's never time.
I'm confused. Babe. Who is rejecting the time. Sex? Who's rejecting the sex? Him or her?
7 months.
I'm a little bit unclear on who is the one who is holding back. The guy or the girl?
Yeah, because whichever one it is, I think it has to be mutual because it's like 1 month, maybe.
Okay, when you fine. You're stressed dating. Out, you're busy, when whatever. You're,
whatever. 2 months, never. Never that. Never
I
that.
Was talking to somebody the other day, one of my dear friends, and they have a friend who has not had sex with their boyfriend in more than 6 months. At that point, it's like, you just break like, up.
You're not dating.
You're not attracted you're not to each dating. Other anymore.
Like, at that point, your friend who cuddle at night.
I think what's happening here, friend, on our voicemail, is that someone is not attracted to the other person and doesn't want to say it, like physically. Ooh. Someone Ooh. Really isn't attracted, but somebody likes the emotional intimacy and likes hanging out. I'd be interested to know what they do when they're not.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you guys do?
Like, okay, I'm not saying like I do want to make it clear. I do think though, like there is a level to a relationship where it does not all have to be about sex. I agree with
totally.
That. Like, I feel like when I go a week and something hasn't
that's
happened.
That's called a friendship.
Exactly. When I go a week and something hasn't happened, that's when both of us are like looking at each other, this is unacceptable, you know? And there's like two reasons why you wouldn't be having sex with your partner. The first reason is that you are actually so busy that you haven't seen them and you're in a long distance relationship and you don't know each other. And the second reason is that there is some deep rooted trauma. Oh, there's then the third reason is that you're not attracted to each other. Like, that's it. There's nothing else. So it's one of those three reasons. They need to figure out which one it is. If it's the deep-rooted trauma, break up and figure your shit out and start dating somebody else.
Yeah. Keep being blunt with your friend. Seriously. Please. Tell her it's not fucking normal. 7 months? And your friend clearly is a sexual person, that she's had sex before. No, it's not okay. But I want to know who is the person. If she's saying she doesn't want to have sex with him, she isn't attracted enough to him. And there are plenty of fish in the sea. She's going to find a guy that she both enjoys hanging out with and wants to have sex with. If they're going on dates and hanging out, but there's no sex ever, that's a friendship. Okay.
Don't convince yourself that you don't need sex for someone who is like clearly, don't convince yourself you don't need something that you need, right? Just so that you can say you're in a relationship.
Trust ever. Me. Never. No, it creates resentment. Okay. 100%. There have been times when I've convinced myself that I do not need sex.
It's also important.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And it's also important for women to just like own that like they need sex.
You
people,
need it.
People don't like want
to
say that out
people
loud.
People expect women to like, that's the thing that we can give up. Mm-hmm. Especially guys with small dicks. It's always those types of guys who are like, we don't need to have sex that often. You love me without the sex, right? They expect women to not want that as much as they do. Women can have these sexual needs and desires.
Anything you need as a woman, and if it like, period, whatever your standards are for a man, like whether it's a nice job or being tall or whatever, like none of that compares to like the standards that are expected of us
right.
as human beings.
None of it.
So do not ever minimize that shit just so you can say you're in a relationship. And that's what I suspect is happening here. If she loves him so much and sex is the only thing, the thing is, it's still a thing.
Yep.
And that's where you're going to run into problems.
It's a big thing. Yeah. It's a big thing.
It is. You need that intimacy.
You need to have sex. Sorry.
I really can't believe that. I'm so unwell for her.
Wow.
Prayers up.
Oh, poor baby.
Prayers up for the girlies.
A dry hand job. I've not given a hand job since Jewish summer camp.
Not a dry one.
Wow.
Not a dry one.
I love you guys. Oh, okay. Oh, God. If you like this podcast, give us a 5-star review right now.
Like immediately right now.
Give it
open
to
the phone.
Us right now.
Open the phone. I see it. You're opening your passcode 123456. Click on the episode.
Oh, 5 stars.
Is that a star? 5 immediately.
We need it. Seriously.
All right. Well, 5 stars later. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. XOXO. You can follow me everywhere at Alexis Barber if you don't already.
I'm at Tali Lexi. You can go see my dress that I wore this weekend.
It was a slutty moment.
You want to see my titties? They're out on my Insta.
Bad Vibes is a Betches Media production. The podcast is produced and edited by Sean Kilby. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to leave us a voicemail at 212-287-5244 or send your emails to badvibes@betches.com.
Betches.